From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain has a new leader. Queen Elizabeth Wednesday confirmed Theresa May as Britain's prime minister after she accepted the resignation of David Cameron. Ms. May is expected to soon name her new cabinet, including a minister in charge of implementing Britain's exit from the European Union. Ms. May spoke shortly after arriving at number 10.
In David Cameron, I follow in the footsteps of a great modern prime minister. Under David's leadership, the government stabilized the economy, reduced the budget deficit, and helped more people into work than ever before. But David's true legacy is not about the economy, but about social justice.
Ms. May said she plans to lead in the spirit of unity and build a country that works for everyone. The United Nations peacekeeping chief urged the Security Council on Wednesday to take concerted action and urgently consider imposing an arms embargo on South Sudan. Margaret Bashir reports.
Hervé Ladsous asked Security Council members who have been reluctant to impose an arms embargo in the past to reconsider it now. He also repeated the Secretary General's call for additional targeted sanctions on leaders and military commanders who are obstructing peace.
The never-ending cycle of violence, of devastating violence of South Sudan, must come to an end now.
The Security Council will consider in the coming days whether to impose an arms embargo and how to respond to a regional request for more troops and equipment for the UN mission in South Sudan. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The United States has launched a new trade enforcement action against China at the World Trade Organization. The action was taken because China charges export duties on 9 raw materials. This is VOA News. The NATO-Russia Council met Wednesday in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the meeting addressed the crisis in Ukraine. He told reporters there was no meeting of the minds and that NATO does not and will not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea.
And this is important because Russia's actions in Ukraine have undermined Euro-Atlantic security. Allies and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements on the crisis.
The council was set up 14 years ago to help avert crises between NATO nations and Russia. The chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, NBC Universal executive Jeff Shell, was denied entry to Russia and detained for several hours when he flew to Moscow on business this week. The chairman of the agency that oversees the Voice of America and other U.S. government broadcasters was pulled out of a line of people who had just arrived Tuesday in Moscow. An agency release says Shell was detained for 2 hours in a locked room despite having a valid Russian visa. He was later escorted by Russian security aboard a flight to Amsterdam. The BBG says no explanation was given to Shell for his detention. New public opinion polling in key U.S. states shows Republican Donald Trump is gaining ground on Democrat Hillary Clinton. Quinnipiac University said Wednesday its recent surveys showed Trump with a 42-39% lead in Florida, reversing an 8-point Clinton edge 3 weeks ago. The pollster said Trump has pulled to a 43-41 lead in Pennsylvania, where Clinton had previously been up by 1 point. The two candidates remain tied in a third key state, Ohio. Nationally, an average of various polls shows Clinton with about a 4-point lead over Trump. Funerals for 3 of the 5 police officers killed in last week's sniper attack in Dallas, Texas, are being held Wednesday. Hundreds of law enforcement officials are paying their last respects to their fallen comrades. The first of the funerals was for 43-year-old Brent Thompson. Funerals were later set for Lauren Ahrens and Michael Smith. All of the officers were among the 5 gunned down last Thursday by a Black Army veteran who targeted white policemen. Iraqi officials say at least 8 people were killed and 11 wounded when a suicide bomber blew up a car at a police checkpoint north of Baghdad. The bomber reportedly slammed the vehicle into the checkpoint Wednesday in the Al-Rashidiyya district, a predominantly Shiite neighborhood. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.